Good afternoon. The February 25th, 2022 Administration Committee meeting will now begin. For the record, this is a virtual meeting and all board members and participants are by telephone. I will now take roll call. Board Member Morocco?
Here.
Board Member Adams?
Here.
Board Member Gordon?
Here.
Board Member Spala?
Here.
Thank you. Operator, we would like to open the floor to public comments. Can you please provide instructions for entering the queue to make a public comment?
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, the floor is now open for public comments. If you would like to make a public comment, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad to enter the queue. You will hear a brief tone to indicate you have successfully entered the queue. Priority access will be given to any participant who has pre-registered, and these comments will be taken in turn. We will then take public comments from remaining participants on a first-come, first-served basis. Each person will have 2 minutes for their public comment. A warning will be provided when 15 seconds remain. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue to make a public comment. And there is one public comment in queue, and it's coming from Joseph Clift. Joseph, your line is live, and your time will now begin.
Good afternoon. This is Joe Clift. I want to talk about the operating budget that was approved at the last board meeting. This committee, the administration committee, legally is supposed to have anything on the financial side that's of any significance presented to them. Nothing was presented at the last committee meeting. And all of you but one voted for the budget at the board meeting. And all I can say is it's embarrassing to me to think that despite adding outside board members, which a lot of us hoped would really add some transparency, it feels like we still have a rubber stamp board. I'm sorry, that probably hurts for me to say that, for you to hear that from me. But I got to say, you look at this budget, and Member Adams mentioned about the fact that the capital operating support was still up. And you've got $2.5 billion left in the COVID fund after this year, but the subsidy from the state dropped. There were a lot of things you could have talked about, or a lot of things that I think all of you would be offended by, but only Member Adams said anything. So my simple comment to you is, if you don't comment, if you simply say yes on stuff that has issues, all I can think is it's still a rubber stamp board. Thank you for the time to comment.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please remember, if you wish to enter the queue to make a public comment, you can do so now by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. And there were no other public comments at this time.
Thank you, public speakers. Board Member Morocco, do you have any comments?
No.
Board Member Adams, do you have any comments?
No comments, thank you.
Board Member Gordon, do you have any comments?
Yes, I do. I'd like to respond to Mr. Clift with some information. And I also have a question of my own of an administrative nature that I'd like to raise. First, for Joe Clift, appreciate his comments. What he may not be aware of, and, you know, and I'm speaking as someone who had something to do with the reform legislation that was enacted in 2018 and the language that relates to the administration committee and the other committees. And, yes, the administration committee is supposed to be hearing of matters financial. What Mr. Clift may not be aware of is that there were separate meetings scheduled for all members of the board to be fully briefed on the budget and to offer their comments and to engage in a conversation with staff on the things that we liked and the things that we did not like. And all of us participated in that. And I, for one, expressed my continuing concerns about the capital operating transfers. One must recognize that This is a board that, at least on paper, is supposed to have a good deal of say over the operating budget. But in the reality, this is part of a state government, and this is the governor's budget. And there is a limited amount of influence a board like this can have on the numbers. We can have influence on how the issues are resolved over time. That's my response to Mr. Clift. I would also, with the indulgence of my colleagues on the board, I'd like to just pose a question to senior staff on another administrative matter. It is my understanding, I heard this about 2 weeks ago, I heard that Jeannie Kwan left New Jersey Transit. And I may have missed this, but I don't recall any kind of official communication with the board regarding that. Did I miss something? Was there any communication with the board on the departure of our chief administrative officer?
No, I'm not sure which meeting it was that Jeannie Kwan left was, had for another position. I think was, well, no, I think it may have been covered in some of the committee, but it's not a position that requires board vote. So, we have the periodic reports that go to the board of personnel, but that's not any one particular individual that is not board approval would be.
Well, I appreciate that, Kevin. I would just point out it seems as every time there's a fender bender involving a bus or a train hits a woodchuck, the board gets an email about it. I just would have thought that when one of the most senior members of the organization leaves, that we should at least be aware of this and understand something about what the implications are for the organization and what plans there are for a replacement of that individual. I find it very disappointing that the board was not officially notified. I certainly appreciate the views of my colleagues on the board on that. Maybe I'm just an outlier, but I was very disappointed. And I'll leave it at that.
Thank you. Board Member Spala, do you have any comments?
I have no comment to the member of the public who spoke during public comment. To Board Member Gordon, I apologize. I don't have more context for your follow-on comments about the staffer who left. But just based on what you shared, I can see, understand your expressed concerns. I would have appreciated a little bit more information as well.
If I could just elaborate a little bit, I'm not going to take a lot of time here. I mean, speaking particularly as someone who had something to do with the legislation of 2018, the legislative intent was to create a board that works in partnership with senior management, does not interfere in administrative matters, but works with management in making the broad policy decisions, and is an organization meant to provide oversight of senior management and budgets and key policies. And for that to happen, we need to be fully informed. At very least, we should get a heads up on, things that are that may well hit the press. And, I happen to be aware of some things that are going to hit the press in the future, and there's been no communication with the board. And I hate to say it, but I think it's just emblematic of the way senior management views the board. I mean, it's unfortunately, my impression is that we are not viewed as those partners. And, again, I'll leave it at that.
Thank you. Next is the financial update, Jeff Bernstein.
Thank you, Megan. Good afternoon, board members and members of the public. I'm pleased to present New Jersey Transit's financial update for the period of July 1st, 2021 through January 31st of 2022. Additional information related to key performance indicators, vacancy trends, revenue, ridership, profit loss details that are not presented can be found in the appendix. On page one of the report, for the first 7 months of fiscal year 22, ending January 31st, 2022, New Jersey Transit's net loss from operations was $457.8 million. We have received $557.7 million of federal COVID relief funding, less than $7.4 million loss related to the timing of reimbursable project revenue, and all of that nets out to a favorable income of $92.5 million. This compares to last year, where we reported a $471 million loss from operations, $545 million of federal COVID relief funding, and a $6 million loss due to timing of reimbursable project revenue, which netted out to a gain of $67.5 million. Compared to budget, operating revenue is unfavorable by $35.7 million, while expenses are favorable by $15.5 million. This nets this results in an unfavorable net income from operations of $20.1 million. On a year-to-date basis, passenger revenue is $138 million, or 88% above last year. However, compared to budget, it is $28 million, or 8.8% unfavorable year-to-date. Is also $293 million, or 50% lower than the comparable period pre-COVID. And as a result, $150 million in COVID-19 federal relief funds were drawn down in January. Total operating expenses are $15.5 million below budget. Labor and fringe expenses are $3.4 million below budget. Outside services, $1.3 million below budget. And purchase transportation is $10.2 million below budget. Just as a note, the budgetary favorability of purchase transportation is actually due to a decrease in access link ridership. The unfavorable variance in materials and supplies is mainly driven by additional COVID-19 testing costs for unvaccinated employees. This expense was unforeseen at the beginning of the fiscal year and is therefore unbudgeted. However, these testing expenses are expected to be 100% reimbursed by FEMA. We just don't know when the timing of those receipts or those funds are going to be received. On the next page, page two, we see a more detailed view of fare box revenues. The dotted line at the top of each graph is the pre-COVID baseline, while the solid lines represent the 12-month rolling actual revenue since February 2021. The impact of Omicron can be seen from these graphs, with the trend lines decreasing in January below December actuals. Our totals for January corporate-wide is $32.1 million. This is $12.2 million, or 27.5% below December's, and is a reduction of 59% from the pre-COVID baseline. From a passenger revenue perspective, February, this current month, is projected to be better than January. However, it is still substantially below our budget for month. We'll obviously have further detail at the next admin committee meeting. Page three is an overview of passenger revenue compared to pre-COVID throughout the period of the pandemic. As of the end of January, rail and bus revenues are 35% and 57% of pre-COVID estimates, respectively. Prior to January, passenger revenues were on pace to match the fiscal 22 budget amount of $590.7 million, or approximately 60% of the pre-pandemic totals. However, these trends reversed in December and January due to Omicron and will likely result in fiscal year-end amounts below 60% of pre-pandemic levels. Slide four presents highlights regarding major selected balance sheet items. Our operating cash balance on January 31st, 2022 was $202.1 million, a $1.9 million decrease from December 2021. And note that this cash balance does include $117 million of restricted cash that we received from Amtrak that is dedicated to the Portal North Bridge project. On January 31st, 2021, we had an $80 million outstanding balance on our credit facility, and our long-term debt balance was $934 million. The next and final page illustrates the status of our federal COVID-19 relief funding. As a reminder, there are three different sources of federal funds that are made available to New Jersey Transit in fiscal 22. Our CARES Act funding has been fully drawn down, the final drawdown having been made in August. The next two tranches of funds, CRISA and ARPA, where New Jersey Transit has received approximately $3 billion of total funding. In January, we drew down $100 million of ARPA, $50 million of CRISA, leaving a total of $2.09 billion remaining for future use. And as a reminder, eligible expenses for these drawdowns include labor and fringe, purchase transportation costs, professional services, electric propulsion power, and fuel for our revenue vehicles. And of those expenses, the majority, or over 80% of the funds, have been used to support labor and fringe. Thank you, and that concludes my report.
Thank you. Board Member Morocco, do you have any comments?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Board Member Adams, do you have any comments?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Board Member Gordon, do you have any comments?
No comments, thank you.
Thank you. Board Member Spala, do you have any comments?
No comments, thank you.
Thank you. Board members, that concludes the agenda for the Administration Committee meeting. Thank you for your participation. You may disconnect your telephone.